terms of Cornwall Youth Theatre Company, it's been around for a long time, since 1984. In fact, last year was our 40-year anniversary. I've been associate director with the company, and I was in youth theatre back in the 90s, but Blister Arts in the last couple of years has actually taken on the running of the company.
How much prep and planning do you put into this?
Well, basically, we start our season in September, and it runs until March, but September we start with four skill sessions, so we get professionals in to work with young people, you know, teaching them different sort of theatre skills, really, theatre and performance skills. And then after the 40s is up, we then crack on with whatever play we're doing that season. So, you know, sort of from October till, well, mid-March, we're rehearsing the play.
And this year, it's A Midsummer Night's Dream. How did you land on that one?
We have actually done Midsummers three times before. It's a popular one because it's a comedy, because, you know, we like to do different things with the young people. So, you know, we'll do, you know, a classic text like we did Lord of the Flies a few years ago, do heritage stuff, do stuff by local writers. But we hadn't done a Shakespeare in a while, and we just felt like the cast were ready for a sort of big challenge. And also, they really wanted to do it. So we kind of, you know, we do obviously listen to them. There's a lot of autonomy in the group as to what they want to do. They said they wanted to do it, so we're doing it again for the fourth time.
In terms of how many young people are involved, and where do they come from? Are they from all over Cornwall?
Yeah, they're from all over Cornwall. We've got about 24 in the company this year. Two of those are crew. So they're helping us with backstage, you know, lighting and, you know, stage management, which is really great because that's always very useful. But the others are all, you know, performers. They come from all over Cornwall. Weirdly, we do tend to have quite a lot of people from Newquay. And I reckon about a quarter of our company is actually from Newquay and the surround this year. So, possibly because we're Blister Arts and we're a Newquay-based company, so we put the word out quite effectively across our channels. But, it's great that we've got loads of Newquay young people involved.
What can we expect from this particular version of the play when it comes to Newquay?
Okay, this version is very colourful, very quirky, you know, very comedic. I mean, it's a comedy play anyway, but yeah, it's, you know, it's the way that all these stories, the three stories in it, intertwine with each other, is very funny. And we've got some really strong members that have been with us for quite a few years, and this has been a real challenge for them, and they've really stepped up to the mark. So yeah, some really good performances and, you know, just fun.
Thank you, Ellen. Let's talk to Levin now. And Levin's 18 years old and is starring in A Midsummer Night's Dream. How did you get involved, Levin?
It started, I'd say, about 5 years ago. It came up on a random poster, and I noticed it, and I was like, maybe that could be worth going to. And I just tried it out, and it was just an amazing experience, just meeting new people and trying out all the different skills and being able to be part of a good group.
And in terms of your role in this year's play, just explain your involvement.
I'm playing Lysander, which is one of the four lovers. My character is very, very self-righteous, I think is the right word. But it's very fun being able to, you know, you still take on skills and you're always learning lots, and it's amazing for confidence, and generally playing that character just makes people feel good.